Walk into any Chili's and wait. Within moments, you'll hear it. That unmistakable sizzle as fajitas glide past your table. Heads turn, mouths water. You haven't seen the dish yet, haven't caught its aroma, but your body has already responded. That sizzle isn't an accident. It's sonic strategy, and it's working on you right now. Sound invisibly architects our emotional landscape, from childhood lullabies to wedding songs, from stadium roars to the hiss of Starbucks espresso machines. These sounds operate beneath conscious awareness, shaping mood, memory, and even purchasing decisions. We live inside an invisible orchestra, conducted by sounds we rarely notice but constantly obey. Sarah Cherman heard sound for the first time at 29. Without decades of unconscious filtering, every cabinet squeak demanded equal attention. Her brain had no catalog, no hierarchy. While some hearing implant recipients find this overwhelming and quit, Sarah persisted, gradually learning what most never consciously consider, which sounds matter. Sound shapes reality at a primal level, bypassing rational thought. Consider sonic logos, brief musical signatures triggering instant recognition. The Jaws theme, NBC chimes, Apple's startup chord. These aren't just sounds, they're compressed stories, entire brand identities packed into seconds. Jim Reeks replaced the Mac's jarring startup sound with a meditative C major chord, understanding it embodied Apple's think different philosophy. Smart retailers grasp this instinctively. Brooks Brothers uses orchestral selections, while Hot Topic blasts aggressive dubstep, sonic identities signaling who belongs. Tokyo's transit system assigns distinct jingles to stations, allowing commuters to navigate without looking. These functional sounds pack tremendous meaning into tiny packages, guiding behavior without words. 8 days after gaining hearing, Sarah appeared on Ellen DeGeneres' show, marveling at rain, thunder, and birds. Ellen surprised her. Envoy Medical would fund her second implant. 5 months later, with surround sound hearing, Sarah could finally locate sounds and judge distances. This is a boom moment, when sound triggers a complete sensory cascade, blending memory, expectation, and emotion. The Chili's fajita sizzle creates one, so does the ice cream truck jingle that makes you chase it down, abandoning premium freezer ice cream. Why? Because going to the fridge isn't an experience. Sound triggers our startle response within 10 milliseconds, 30 times faster than an eye blink. Within 50 milliseconds, we've identified the source, flooding brain regions controlling memory and emotion. We perceive 200 auditory events per second versus just 25 visual ones. This explains why you react to sizzling fajitas before seeing steam or smelling spices. Ford understood this, creating the 2008 Bullitt Mustang. Without the right exhaust rumble, it wouldn't capture Steve McQueen's iconic vehicle. Chili's founder, Larry Levine, experienced sizzling fajitas at a Dallas restaurant, recognized their sonic power, and launched the Summer of Fajita Madness. Sound constantly guides behavior, providing critical information even when we're not consciously listening. In Iraq, Army Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bateman could determine who was fighting, their ammunition status, and battle outcomes just by interpreting gunfire sounds from kilometers away. The sharp crack of American M4s versus throatier AK-47s told complete battlefield stories through sound alone. Retailers increasingly harness sound's influence. Supermarket sales increased 38% when stores played slow rather than fast music. Loud music causes customers to move quickly and spend less, while calmer music encourages lingering. Sound affects taste too. Unilever research showed pleasant background music enhanced food enjoyment, while white noise dulled salt and sugar perception but enhanced crunchiness, explaining why airline food tastes bland but crunchy snacks remain appealing. Jungle Jim's international market near Cincinnati exemplifies strategic sonic design. From parking lot jungle sounds to talking animatronic characters and deliberately quiet wine cellars, the store creates a sonic landscape that transforms grocery shopping into a theme park experience, attracting 50,000 weekly shoppers despite 8 nearby Walmart competitors. Sound must evoke feelings and memories to fulfill its strategic function. The Harman versus Beats case demonstrates this perfectly. While Harman focused on acoustic precision, Beats understood consumers chose headphones for lifestyle experience, not sound quality. By aligning with Dr. Dre's hip-hop legacy, Beats captured 64% of the premium headphone market despite inferior acoustics, eventually selling to Apple for $3.2 billion. True sonic branding requires understanding your unique story before selecting music that authentically represents it. What matters are anthems, longer musical expressions carrying complete emotional stories that can be distilled into shorter logos. Disney's seven notes from When You Wish Upon a Star instantly transport listeners to emotional memories, appearing everywhere from film openings to cruise ship horns. The most effective sonic experiences surprise the ear by breaking expected patterns. In high-stakes environments, sound literally saves lives. Firefighters use binaural audio to locate team members in smoke-filled buildings, while fighter pilots receive directional audio alerts about threats, reacting faster than to visual warnings. True silence doesn't exist for humans. We lack earlids to shut out sound completely. The opposite of noise isn't silence, but contextual white space that our brains constantly adjust. Disney exemplifies strategic silence in the Tokyo Tower of Terror ride, removing sound at the climactic moment instead of using wire-snapping sounds, making the experience terrifyingly unpredictable. Sonic trash, any sound that diminishes experience, can destroy a story as quickly as good sound builds one. Frito-Lay's eco-friendly Sun Chips bags registered 100 decibels, louder than motorcycles. Facebook protest groups formed. Sales tanked. Sound is never neutral. It always tells a story, sometimes not the one intended. When AT&T faced a brand crisis, customers loving iPhones but blaming AT&T for network failures, sound became their transformation tool. A sonic audit revealed most tech brands used predictable, computer-like sounds. AT&T developed the Sound of Humanity strategy, handmade, imperfect sounds emphasizing the humans behind technology. They translated brand attributes into sound inventiveness, plucky, purposefulness, propulsive, curiosity, quirky, and openness, simple, spacious. Their four-note sonic logo, crafted with imperfect instruments, became nearly as recognizable as AT&T's Globe logo within 6 months. Even small businesses can leverage sound strategically. Thoughtful in-store music, the welcoming whoosh of your door, wooden floors versus carpet, even an antique cash register. These sonic choices help customers emotionally connect in ways visuals alone cannot achieve. Sound is invisible energy you already control. Research shows untrained listeners discern sound quality nearly as well as experts. You craft your soundscape constantly. Your alarm sets your mood, your home's acoustics shape your environment, even your clothing broadcasts messages through fabric swishes and shoe clicks. At work, sound drives productivity. Moderate ambient noise enhances creativity, while high levels harm it. Apps like ThunderSpace and Coffitivity create productive environments. Communication research found message impact is 7% verbal, 38% vocal, and 55% facial. Your ums and ahs broadcast anxiety. Tone can contradict words entirely. Sound heals. Birdsongs lower heart rate in seconds. Music therapy aids autism, Alzheimer's, and stroke recovery. Sports psychologist Kostas Karagiorgas found music reduces fatigue awareness while elevating mood and endurance, functioning as a type of legal performance-enhancing drug. Close your eyes and listen to the layers around you. They have stories to tell and power to make you feel something. The invisible orchestra has always been playing. Now you know how to hear it.